Hey, yo, this is Meth right here, and if I ain't eating big-ass chocolate bars in Switzerland, you know what I'm saying, washing it down with some chocolate milk, check up Dove CNN. Oh, yeah, konnichiwa, bitches. What's up?
What up, man?
What's good?
See, how's the feedback been for new album so far, as far as the streets go?
Shit, you tell me. Shit, I've been working too much, I don't know.
All I heard was positive so far, as far as the streets go. You know, because, like, fans and media is always, like, two different things.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's just like, you know, the streets love me, the media hate me. What the fuck? I don't even know where it started at, but I know where it ends. So the fans like it or they don't?
I mean, they like it. The fans definitely like it.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. You said you hope it will get a big push for the album. Are you happy with how it did, like, as far as the promotion behind it?
I don't know. I mean, you gotta ask the people at the label questions like that because I can't tell. All I know is I felt like I could have been seen a little bit more. But I'm always gonna think that I'm an artist.
Oh, okay. But I mean, if you're not that happy, do you feel like the reasons are like business-wise or do some people make decisions based on personal feelings?
I didn't say I wasn't happy. Am I?
You don't sound happy.
I'm chilling right now. Smoked me a blunt. I just came from outside doing a photo shoot, signing all these autographs for these people and shit.
Oh.
Fine, I'm chilling. I'm just trying to figure out what angle you're coming from because, you know, I don't really trust writers because y'all twist my words around a lot. So I'm going to be very careful with what I say questions once or twice if I don't fully understand the content, you know?
I mean, but, I would probably categorize myself more as a fan than a writer.
Oh, I appreciate you, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's how we're going to approach this. Sometimes, you know, you have to be careful. You got to pick your shots because sometimes people like to...
Yeah,
they just want people to read their article and stuff like that so they'll boldface print, like, you know, a quote that you said but take it totally out of context.
Yeah. While recording the album, did you have that in your mind, like all the critics?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all that plays a part. I mean, if you're an MC, you deal from life experience and you write what you see and you write from your life. So, I mean, I would have cheated the fans if I didn't talk about these issues.
Right. Right. So you think you shut off the critics with this new album?
I don't think so. They're still going to have their little sideways shit to say, but I shut a lot of them up. And I wasn't trying to shut them up. I was just trying to open them up. Put them on to what the where the fuck I'm coming from and what's going on with me, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, do they just hate on you because they don't like you or they really don't like the music? Or
they're comparing me to like other clan members, you know? And what they fail to understand is that's the beauty of Wu-Tang. We're all different, but we're all one and the same.
Right, right.
What makes it so good? So you can't compare me to Ghost. You can't compare me to Ray. You can't compare me to RZA. I'm just Meth.
Yeah.
That's where I think the unfair treatment started. Plus the fact that if you ain't bringing it, you ain't bringing it, nigga. But I feel like I've always brung it as far as lyrically. When they started attacking my lyrics, that's when I knew. I was like, hold the fuck up. Something got to get. Before it was just the beats. Okay, I'll go for that. Maybe I ain't got the best ear for beats or whatever. But nah, you're not going to attack what the fuck I say. Got to be out my mind.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you cool with it as long as it's like justified to critics?
As long as it's creative, constructive criticism. When you start assassinating characters, then we got a problem and shit. I will not tolerate disrespect, especially if I've never disrespected you.
Do you have like a lot of people come up to you? I mean, as far as fans now, like that'd be like comparing like this album to that album, like the new albums?
Nah, not really, you know. But you know, so there are people that do that when they hear this one. They're like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about, and they compare it to the other two and say, well, this one is the best one that I came out with. It's to be expected, and you're supposed to take that with a grain of salt.
Right. How would you compare, like, your solo grind to what you do with Wu-Tang?
It's all the same. It's all benefiting Wu-Tang in the end. Adding on to the legacy, I think. But that's just my opinion.
Is that why Wu-Tang fans see you kind of as a leading figure that stood out as the most from
Wu-Tang? Yeah, as a leading figure, but they see me as the most outgoing, I think, at this point, because I am just that outgoing. I like to have fun and shit, whereas my other brothers, they like to have fun too, but they kind of restrain it a little. They like to sit back and watch shit a little bit more. Where I'll just dive in feet first and let's get it to cracking.
Yeah.
People like that about me because I ain't afraid to be me, you know?
It's amazing to see y'all still have like the chemistry after all these years.
Man, we ain't never went anywhere because we've always been around each other to do this type of shit. You know, I mean, people like I said, it makes for good news and shit like that. That's why when you see a Ghostface interview, they put shit in the beginning like former member of Wu-Tang Clan, Ghostface Killer. But when you read the interview, Ghost never says he's a former member or that he's not in Wu-Tang. So it's like they just like drama, B. And,
yeah, like to separate themselves, like you and everybody else.
Yeah, they try to separate us and shit, you know. Former member of Wu-Tang or former rapper turned actor. They, you know, it's all kind of pot shots that motherfuckers try and take at you, but you got to have thick skin and you got to be smarter than them at times and points so you don't feed into that shit.
Yeah. Basically just trying to, you know, cause controversy. I mean,
yeah, you know, just to sell a few extra magazines, but in the midst, they're playing with people's lives.
Yeah.
And we not, you know, we not Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and these motherfuckers. Let's be real, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like motherfuckers is coming right out of jail getting record deals nowadays.
Yeah.
These are sociopathic motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about themselves, so why should they give a fuck about you?
Yeah.
You gonna sit there and you gonna write you gonna spit your little venom from your pen and stuff, and you gonna say something about the wrong person, and they gonna catch you slipping in a club somewhere, and it's not gonna even be them, it's gonna be somebody that got mad love for them.
Right.
This is those lies right here, man. This ain't no hobby, B.
Yeah.
You lie. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there trying to make you believe that and shit. Like, I ain't no rapper. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and third. They put the mic down, man, because that's what it's for.
Right. So you don't think like each member of the clan gets treated like the right way in the media?
Question again. Say the question again. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't think like that each member of the clan gets like treated right in like the right way in the media?
Nah, hell no, they don't. But you know, it's each man got to hold his own weight and shit. And how he does that is up to him, solely up to him. When he need help, you call and I'll be there. But you know how it is. They hold certain dudes in high regard, and, you know, dudes like to, you know, they figuring, wait till motherfuckers read what I said here. Instead of just getting into the gist of the article, like, well, let's see, I hope this was informative enough for this dude's fans to understand where he coming from on this LP.
Yeah. But, I mean, across the world, you don't seem like to get, like, the real respect that you deserve. How do you see that?
As far as the industry go, yeah, I feel that way, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
'Cause I get it across the world. It just be back here in the States that get a little flimsy in certain places. But everybody else pretty cool with me and shit. You know, but the fans, nah, man, the motherfuckers love me, man. They the reason why I feel like I could jump in the crowd and not hit the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the question was directed more at the industry than the fans.
Absolutely, which is the worst shit you could do, and that's why, you know, this album may suffer, even though it's one of my best. You know what I'm saying? It may suffer because of that. You don't attack the machine this many years in the industry. You know why? For the simple fact that it makes you look better. You know, when you brand new artist and you come in attacking like you public enemy and that's your MO, they're going to go for it. They're going to feed into it. They're going to ride with you like, yeah, I'm riding with them. I'm not one of these media, I'm not one of these media motherfuckers, even though they are.
Yeah.
Media motherfuckers. Yeah. It's just bugged out, man. I mean, you can't win for losing, can't lose for winning. You know, but like I said, when it's a movement, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. It's like, why not just establish? Like, if you a Yankee fan, be a Yankee fan. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the Yankees, B.
Yeah.
You know, don't move over to Boston because they won a fucking World Series. Now you're a Boston fan. You know what I'm saying? Though it's all right to like Boston and shit, stay true to what the fuck it is and shit. Can't like every fucking body now.
Right, so when you say you got like the fans riding with you, when you like drop their new album, how much you rely on your core audience when you drop a new album?
How much do I rely on my core audience? Well, shit, all my love and respect, everything. I rely on them wholeheartedly because they the consumers that's going to go out and buy this shit. But if they don't know it's coming, okay, that's a problem within itself that I have to solve.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I think stagnated everything was the Lauryn Hill single, when I was misquoted again by the media and shit, and they called the label, asking the label if they were playing the right single. And I dropped the Lauryn Hill shit. The label was going hard for the single, but then it's like they're getting these calls back. They're like, what are we doing then? Is this not the right single? I spoke my mind as an artist. I went on the radio. I was like, you know, yeah, this is the first single, but I feel like it's not the right single as a first single for me to go out with. I didn't say that I didn't like the song. I didn't say that, you know, fuck this song and let's move on. No, I just said that it's a better. It would be better if it came second. You know what I mean? I think, like, niggas rushed it out there and kind of shot the whole gun off and emptied out the clip, and the gunfight is still going on type thing, you know? But I learned that that was the best move they could have done, because that record did so much for me as far as opening the fans' eyes back up. Like, I had dudes that would basically gave up on me after so many albums coming up to me like, yeah, you got that shit off right there, that Lauryn Hill shit, that's that shit right there. And I'll take that over 1 million sales any day, B.
Yeah, I feel you. But you think that caused tension when you went on the radio and said that?
Yeah, it caused tension. It definitely did, because you had idiot DJs calling the station. I mean, calling the record label. So, you know, calling the label saying, are we playing the right single? Apparently we're not. Method Man said we're not, when that shit never came out of my mouth. You know, so now the label's looking at me like, what's good? That's why you know, discrediting the single that we're trying to motherfucking work for you. So they kind of pulled back. So it's my fault as far as not having a video or a single and shit, you know. So I got to take the blame for that. Cannot blame Def Jam for that.
Okay. Say the reason, did they handle, like, the majority of the production? Is that how you want it from scratch when you started recording?
Nah, I wanted more, and I even got a little extension. Def Jam gave me an extension to go back in and do more, and I still didn't get everything that I wanted. And then I ran into a writer's block. With me, it's all about timing, B. When it's right there and it's popping, you got to be on it right there. Get it out right when you can and shit. When it passes, you never know when you're gonna get that shit again.
How much input did you have on the album as far as quality control?
A lot. I mean, but you know, I was open to opinions, even fans. You know, I read a lot of emails and things like that of what fans liked and didn't like about the past albums, and I improved on the things that I lacked. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to listen, a good listen to learn, you know? So I credit the fans for my album, this album right here. All I need is for them to go out and see it and then let me know if I did a good job. That's it.
Okay.
You know? And right now, they're not hitting the stores because I don't think a lot of them even know the album is in stores.
Yeah.
This is all the beats and everything, more RZA on production, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Some of this shit I couldn't do because some of these producers, they were screaming out, these niggas want $100,000 for a track. Fuck that. Kiss my ass. I'm not paying nobody $100,000 for shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless I could live in that motherfucker. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is right there and shit. But, you know, I did what I feel is the best I could do in that situation as far as my fans went. And I listened this time. I mean, that's why I want them to grade me. Let me know. I'm not going to let critics be the critics. I'm going to let the streets talk. I'm going to let them critique my shit. You know, and even the haters, because I know they're going to say some real filthy, dirty shit that, you know what I'm saying, probably fuck a nigga up for a day or two, but shit, fuck it, why not? Got to shut their ass up too sooner or later, you know? Most of the people that do that shit anyway wish they was MCs, so they try and hate on everybody and knock them off their pivot.